Said the Gemara, Mincha Maya Vidase. Who's talking about a Mincha here? We're talking about now the Locha, Zrikas Adam. You cannot make a Zrikas Adam unless you have a Kazayas of Bosel left over. So what does the Mincha have to do with here? So the answer is yes. I'm a Rapopo, Minchas Nisochim. We're talking about the Mincha that's supposed to be brought with the Korban. And it's like this. Salt with Barat HaChamin, I would have thought to say, Ho Yilovahadi Zevachasio, since this Mincha comes a chayv because of the korban, this korban is turned to sochim. You have to bring the mincha with the korban. Yes, I would have thought to say a goof for the zevach damya. It's similar like mamma to go for the korban itself, and therefore, if you have nothing left over, only this mincha, you can make a zrikas adam. Kamash mulon, that's the chiddush. No, according to Yeshua, you could only make a zrikas adam if there's some bosa or imurim of the korban itself left over. But if there's no bosa, no imurim, just the mincha, that's not matter, you cannot make a zrikas adam. Elimor says, Man the apostle, what's like a Shan Rosh Lakish? What does he say here that this kemitza, you cannot burn the kemitza, either some part of the shrine left over? And if it really comes with Yeshua by dam, as long as there's a kazayas of bosa left over, you are allowed to make the zrikas adam. The Chuda said the same story here also. You should be able to burn the kemitza as long as there's a kazayas of the shrine left over. Where it says, no, Shani Yoch here is different by a mincha. Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, Feherim HaKoyim Min HaMincha Es HaKroso the Hikter HaMizbecha. So what it says, Feherim HaKro Es HaMincha, the courage to take off the HaKroso means take the Kemitza, and Hikter, the Kemitza burns on the Mizbeach. So we dash the Mincha say, HaMincha, Hikter HaMizbecha HaMincha, and it should burn on the Mizbeach the Mincha. So we dash to now the Isa Lekule Mincha, Layakter, unless the old mincha is around, you're not allowed to burn it. The shash you're going to burn the kemitza, it has to be that the whole mincha is around. That's Shan Rosh Lakish. So therefore, if part of it is missing before you burn the kemitza, you're not allowed to burn it. Vida, what did you have to do with this? Vida, minha mincha means mincha shoysa kvar. Just means the main thing, it has to be sholem b'shas kemitza. Rashi says shoysa kvar shleim b'shas kemitza. The Shastakrein took off the Kemitza, then the Mincha was a Sholem. Afagab the Hashta, and the Shleim, even though right now it's not Sholem, still Yakti have right to burn it. That's what Rabbi Yochanan would learn. The main thing is, have a Shas Kemitza, that would be a Sholem. And the Prince says, Shleim of the Shas Kemitza Yakti, Afagab the Hashta, and the Shleim. Chit says, the Machloik of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. The Gemara says, Eis for Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, so Rabbi Yochanan is the Kashin of Rish Lakish. It says we had before, Ad Shaloi Porko Nifras Lachmo. Let's say before they took off the Lechem upon him off the Shulchan, Lechem broke, so it became missing. So Lechem Posel, Lechem is Posel, and therefore, V'yein Makti Rolav Esabzichin. When they take off the Bzichin, you're not allowed to burn it, because again, the Bzichin is like the Kemitza. So since the Lechem was Chosar, was Nifras, before they took the Kemitza, that's called the Mincha Shechosar. It's possible to make the kemitza. What's going to be though? V'yimish porko nifras lachmo. Let's say after it took off the lechem off the shulchan, then one lechem broke open. So halechem possible. And the chnami the lechem tak is possible. And now eat the lechem. But a master ve'olav es abzichin. But you're allowed to burn the abzichin. Again, like the kemitza was done already, so you're allowed to burn the kemitza, even though the shirayim is chosar. And the Yomer of Lozer says, Loi Pirka Mamish, it doesn't really mean they took off rid of the Lechem, they took off rid of the Bezichin. Elekiva and Shegiyah Zman Alifrat. As long as it became ready, the seventh hour of the day on Shabbos, that now it's a Zman to take off the Lechem upon him. The Afro Pichla Pirka, even though they did not take off the Lechem yet, still it's okay. Rashi says, Ridul Yitzrach, we don't have to bring down this Gemara of what Rabbi Lozer said, the Loi Pirka Pirka Mamish. In order to Elo, El Adi the Tan Liel Tani Hocha. But I call upon him here as a proof to say that Alma, what do we see? Even though the Shirayim was Chosru, then the Kemitza and the Akhtara, like over here, if they first took off the Bezichim, and then it was Nifras of Halechem, Lechem was Chosar, still you allowed to burn the Bezichim. So who you see, like Rabbi Yechanan, that if the Shirayim is Chosar, after the Kemitza, still you allowed to burn the Kemitza. So Marin says, or Malay Rish Lakos lands back and say, Hamani Rebelezi, this goes according to Rebelezi Shita.
Because we said before, according to Rebbe Lez, everybody agrees that he owes, even though there's no Shirayim, there's no Bosra Chelev around, still you let him make his Rika Saddam. So according to Rebbe Lez, there's no Shayin Lavad, you let him make the Kemitza. Our only Shal was according to Yeshua. So Shlok was to learn, this Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Lez. So Omalei, Yechin says back, I know I mean with a Mishnah Shleim, I tell you a whole complete Mishnah. If you're married to Liat, Rebbe Lez, you want to tell me it goes according to Rebbe Lez, if this goes according to Rebbe Lez, Rebbe Lez, Ma'ir Nifras, what do you have to suggest at Lechem? Was Nifras, was broken, that part of it is Chosar, Afilu Sarah Fiyodef, Vi'ovad, Nami Machshir. The current Rebbe Lez, he owes, even if the whole Lechem would have been burnt up, would have been lost. So you let it be Machshir, the Kemitza, you let it be Machshir, the Bezichim. And since the Mishnah says clearly only that Nifras Alechem, Machshir, when the Lechem broke, it was Chosar, so the Chur is going according to Rebbe Yeshua Shita, that you have to have something left over. And as long as something is left over, it's okay. Chutzarat Rabbi Yechna, Sakashim Ashlokish. Ishtik, so Ashlokish kept quiet. Said Yomar, Rabbi Amai Shosik, why do you keep quiet? Leim Leim, why didn't you say, Siba Shani? Let him say, listen here, the Lechem upon him, that's a Korban Siba, that's a Mincha Siba. Hey, by Mincha, it's different. Here he can be mocked there, the Kemitzom, even though the Shrayim was Chosar. Well, he should have answered this way. The Yomar says, Hoyol, Hiswari's, Lemele Tibushani, Hail the Ishtri Tumula Gabayu, Ishtri Nami Chaseris. Since we know about Korban Tziba, he let her bring it even the Tumma. She said, especially at Terim by Korban Tziba, but I hear what did it with Chosar also be a matter of this, even though it's Chosar still be a matter of it. Oh, my Rav Adabarava, Zoy Samiras, here it's approved to say, Ha Chesorin Kebal Mumdomi. That you know, a Chesorin, if it's missing from the Mincha, it's like a Balmum. And the aim Balmum b'tzibur. No, that's not a good terrace. Just like even though by a Korban Tzibur there's no heta to bring a Balmum, who are then by a Korban Tzibur there's no heta to bring a Choser. If it's Choser, there's no heta. So therefore, that's where Rosh Lakish did not answer. That's where Rosh Lakish was Shosak. So where Mashmet Sarayim to Rabbi Yechanon, that if you made the Kemitza, then it's Choser Hashirayim, as long as something is left over, still you'd be allowed to burn the Kemitza. Now the Gemara says, Yosef Rapahop was sitting down. Okom Olo Shemaite, saying over this halacha. Om Olay Rabbi Yosef Bar Shemaite the Rapopo. Yosef Bar Shemaite said to Rapopo, that Milo Yaskinon. Aren't we talking about over here? So as she says, it means to say, Milo Yaskinon, Blutud Liel. So really the sheet there drawn and says like this, that Kloima, that it means to say, Mihocholoi Mashmo de Chsorin Kabal Mumdomi. So now you can't bring any proof that a Chsorin. A mincha that chosav look like a balmum to see my korban tzibur is not hutra. Why not? Milu yaskinon the Rabbi Yochanan of Rosh Lakish the mincha toimer the tzibur. That aren't they talking about even isn't there machlokes even in the case of a mincha toimer that's a korban tzibur hopligi and still the yagyu. The kids he can't bring many proof to say that by chosav is like a balmum. Could be no. But just they themselves, goof argue in this case, even by Mincha Tzibur, that's goof with the Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish was. So that's why Rosh Lakish kept quiet. Now the Gemara says, Omer of Malkiyov, Tona Chod, one verse we learned. The Pasuk says, Misoto, you have to have all the cellos, all the flour there. So we darshin shimchos, rakol shub sula. If any part of the amount of the flour is missing, the Minchis psula. Mishamna, the Pasuk says, from oil, Shimchos or a kol shuposol. If you're missing the amount of shemen you're supposed to have, also it's a psul. Rashi says, "Selus yisorim is boy in lug shemen. For every sorin of flour, you have to have one lug of shemen." So kitzur, when the pasuk says misulta mishamna, means you have to have the complete shear. If you're missing a little bit, the minchas posol. The tani, another brayse we learned, the hanoiseres mina mincha. What's left over from the mincha? And the Shita says the word Vanasara Sakel means Minha Mincha. So Dash Minha Mincha means Pratla Mincha Shechosra, excluding if there's something missing from the Mincha. What's missing? He Shechosra he, Vishechosa Kunso, Vishlahita Milivnoiso Klum. That if you're missing part of the Mincha, part of the Kemitza, part of Lavoina, the Mincha's Postle. The question is, Trey Kroy, the Chaseris Lomuli. Why do I have to have two Psukim to teach us? Nisolta, that you have to have the complete amount of selis. Nishamna, the complete amount of shemen. And then the pasuk, minha mincha, you need the whole mincha. So, aren't these two psukim teaching us Chodo lemincha shechos for kodin kmitza. One is if you're missing part of the ithorin before you made the kmitza, that the mincha is tzula. V'chad, and the second pasuk is lishirayim shechos for ben kmitza laktara. That even after they made the kohen made a kmitza, now if it's missing from the shirayim, you're not allowed to burn the kmitza. That's the second pasuk. Says so it should be a tiyuf to the Rabbi Yechonon b'tavayil. The chur is a kashin of Yechonon now. Both prosim it's a kashin of Yechonon. Shmuel says light. No, it's not a kashin of Yechonon. Atayichodol lemincha shechos for kodem kmitza. And echnami that what that if the mincha is missing before you made the kmitza. That dinay they may base the malenu in. If you go home and bring more mincha and fill up the kli before you make the kmitza, be kosher. But if you don't come to fill it up, it's possible. And v'chad, the second pasuk is lishirayim shechosu ben kmitza laktara. That if the shirayim true after you made the kmitza, some part of the flour of the shirayim got lost. So lachur is the yaf agav the mas dekaymet aleim. Even though according to Rabbi Yechon, you're allowed to burn the kmitza. But I call upon him, oisam shirayim, this leftover flour, asurim biachilo, it's also tidit. Therefore, it's not a kasha on Rabbi Yechonon. The boilu, because he had a question like this. The divriyam, according to man yom, it says, shirayim shechosu ben kemitza laktara, master kermit lenin, according to Rabbi Yechonon, that even though there's a chosu in the shirayim, but since you made the kemitza first, the shas kemitza, it was shalim, you have a shayla, that now you're allowed to burn the kemitza. But I see shirayim, the leftover mincha, what's going to be? Mahim ba'achila, the mutter feed or not? But this psalm is here, I'm across. Here's what the Pasuk says, v'hanoi seris. V'loi hanoi seris minanoi seris. Only the leftover shirayim you'll have to eat. If that's it, the whole mincha is here. The only thing that's missing is only the kmitza. So if you're missing something else more than the kmitza, from the shirayim, something is also missing, and the chnami, then there's a hetta ba'achila. Even according to Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yana Yama Meha Mincha means Mincha Shreis Akvar, only if you have no Mincha that was here before. But if something is missing right now, even though you have a right to make a Kemitza, but I'll call upon him, it's also Vachila. Then the Mishnah says, Komas Bismo, if the Kohen uses left hand, it's possible. You know, and immediately, how do we notice from Omer Abzeir, the Omer Kodapostik says, V'yakri V'esa Mincha, V'yamala Kapim Mimenu. So, Kav Zer, this handful, and you there, Ma, what does it mean? When the pasuk says "Lochah Hakoyin Milug Hashemin," the Yotzeh Hakaf Hakoyin Asmelus. So when the pasuk says, "Take from the Lug Hashemin and put it on the left hand of the Koyin," so Kan Smelus Mashma here, the pasuk has to say "Kaf Hakoyin Asmelus" the left hand. Mashma Komokum Shnei Kaf. Usually, whenever the Torah says the word "Kaf," the palm, and what do you mean? Avada means the right. For the Gemara Novo Miboil LeGufu, we need this for the Guf itself. There are smallest to teach us over here. So where should the Kohen put the Shemen on his left hand? It's not for an extra Pasuk. It's come to teach us by the Mitzvah, where does the Kohen put the Shemen? You need a Pasuk to say, put it on his left hand? How can we learn out from over here that every other place it means the Yamin? Maybe he was in other place also means the Smol. Just have to explain it over here. Smol says, no, I'll tell you, Smol is Sacharinix. It says another time the word Smol. So why does it say a second time over here for? The teacher says, Limud, that only over here does the word Kaf mean Smol. But all the places about the kaf means yamin. So the Gemara v'aim warim they say a miyata achimita l'rabbis. Since it says two miyutas l'rabbis, so l'churi all over it means smoil. The Gemara knows smoil sachrin exiv. So it says a third time smoil. Therefore the diyakiv can smell it. Only over here by the shaman of the mitzvah of the crane put the shaman on his left hand. But v'aynacha smell it. No other place. Here by kmitz when the pasuk says v'yakir v'samincha. The Yamala Kap in the menu, the Kohen should fill up his hands with it. Which hand does it mean? Which palm? Avada means the Yamin, the right. And therefore, if he does it with his left hand, the Mishnah says it's possible. For the Gemara Riem, why don't I say, Adababa, just the opposite. Ma kan smilis, as the Almanami smilis. One has said, just like here means a smil, maybe all the place also means a smil. Gemara says, no, our boy smilis, see, it says it four times. Trei b'oni, or trei b'yashir. It says plenty of times the word smil here that the dik is dafk over here to use your left hand, but all the places the din is when it says the word kaf, avad you have to use your right. Oh, ma'le b'yir mil rab zero, aboyin yoda ha yamonis, the aboyin ragla ha yamonis. Because if, what says the pasha of Hashem mitzayru by nashir, by rich ashmer, mitzayru, lomali, what does that have to say it for? they put on your Yod HaYimonis, Rabbein Magla HaYimonis. And the question really is, the president says, or course says, Adam Oshim. We know already where to put the Shemun on the Mitzvah. Supposed to put it on the same place you already put the Dam Oshim. And we know already the Dam Oshim went on the right. But since we know already that's where the Dam Oshim is, why is the Pesach have to say again that you put from the Shemun, Yod HaYimonis, Rabbein Magla HaYimonis? Shita has to go on the right hand. Gemara says, on top of that, Yudam and Aleph, yes, that Chad is Lahachshir Stodin,